Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about a subject that has not been addressed in many books or magazine articles, and many of us use as a source of information about parenting. The information we do get is generally addressed to the mother. Tonight, we talk about an often neglected subject, the role and the impact of being a good father. The National Center for Fathering has reported that more than 20 million children live in a home without the physical presence of a father. Millions more have fathers who are physically present but emotionally absent. Being a great father is more than simply being present in the home. It's about being actively engaged in your child's lives and taking the time to have meaningful conversations on a regular basis. My guest this evening is Toni Sanders, author of Daddy Talks, Empowering Fathers, Encouraging Children, and Equipping Families. Toni Sanders is a fatherhood coach for Legacy, the Fatherhood Initiative, and the CEO of Abundant Life Consulting, equipping people to be the best version of themselves by way of programs, resources, and coaching in personal and professional development. He is the creator of the Daddy Talks platform, where he challenges dads to break the silence. It is a pleasure to welcome Toni Sanders to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Toni.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
What gave you the impetus to become involved with this movement about fathers? It's so important, but what provided the impetus for you?
Well, I grew up, unfortunately, without a father actively involved and engaged in my life. And because of that disconnect and because of that distance that was there, he was around the town, around the city, but he was just not involved in our family. He was off doing his own thing. And so I grew up with a void there, a sense of emptiness. And as I began to think about the idea of being a husband one day, being a family man and being a father, it somewhat intimidated me. It frightened me a little bit because I didn't have the foggiest idea of what to do because it was not modeled before me. I was not molded by a positive male influence, and I didn't have the male perspective. And as I searched, there were very few books that you have already referenced on fatherhood. And so I wrote my own.
Well, I think good for you. And, you know, you're absolutely right, because when I was having my children and as a parent, I found only information about being a mother. There was no reference to father. I happened to be lucky that I had a wonderful, wonderful partner who was a wonderful father. And I relied upon him a great deal. So what did you find out in your work on becoming and letting people know about being a father?
Well, initially how it all started is I just began to think about all the things that I wish my father had told me and all the things I wish my father had taught me. And so it was that I began to develop somewhat of a template, if you will, when I became a father. I'm a father of five children. And so with my first child, I sat around and kind of just thought about those missing pieces and missing components. And I thought about what is it that I need to offer and share and impart and deposit into my child's life. And so that became somewhat of the template and gave me the content of what would later become Daddy Talks. These Daddy Talks really were conversations. It was the book is a chronicle of conversations that I had with my children. And most times it was centered around dinner. We would sit at the dinner table, and this was one of the few meals and opportunities that we had to actually sit together as a family, because everyone's lives are just so busy and everyone's going in so many different directions. So it was important for me to at least have one day a week where we sat down together and broke bread. And it was there that we were able to do health checks, if you will, and find out what's going on in one another's lives. And it also gave me an opportunity to deposit nuggets and insight and wisdom to my children. And so it eventually became Daddy Talks.
Very nice. So what do you mean by health check? Can you give me an example?
Well, health check is just basically what's going on in your world. You know, I haven't, you know, seen you much today or much during the week, because my kids were very actively involved in sports and other extracurricular activities. And my schedule was very busy. My wife's schedule was very busy. Everyone was just always on the go. And so, you know, just an opportunity to sit down and actually look at one another face to face. Sometimes in our families, you know, in our households, we're like ships passing in the night. So you really don't even get a good look at one another. So it gave us an opportunity to look at one another across from the table, the dinner table, look at one another in the eye and just, you know, have meaningful exchanges.
Can you give us an example how talking to, you have five children?
That is correct.
And what are boys, girls, what's the?
I have three girls and two boys.
Oh, three girls and
two. My oldest is 28 and my youngest is 18.
And was there different kinds of conversation with your daughters as opposed to your sons?
Absolutely. Around the dinner table, those daddy talks were germane. You know, it was relevant to everyone, to both genders. But I did have specific talks and or individual talks, one-on-one talks with my children, and separate talks with my sons and separate talks with my daughter. In the book, you'll notice there's two chapters in particular. One is like father, like son, and the other one is daddy's little girl. And daddy's little girl, it captures the encounters that I had with each one of my daughters. I took all of them, all three of them out on their first date, individual dates at different ages and different stages in their lives.
Say that again. Did you say that you went out with them on their first date? Is that what you said?
That's correct. I was their first date.
So you were their first date. Oh.
I was their first. Yes, I was their first date. So at different ages and different stages of their life, like my first daughter, I took her out at age 16. With my second daughter, I took her out a little bit earlier, a little bit sooner, because times had just changed and things were moving so rapidly and fast-paced. She needed that intervention just a little bit sooner than 16. So I took her out maybe about 14 or something like that, and then my youngest daughter about 15 or 16. But I took them out on individual dates, and it was during that time that I modeled for them what the male and female encounter ought to be like. I showed them a proper and healthy interaction between male and female, so they knew how to interact with someone of the opposite sex and what a date ought to look like. And it was during that time that we had meaningful conversation. I shared with them a number of tips and tools about life and about relationships. And to culminate the date, I gave them a promise ring / purity ring. And that ring was a reminder of what we had discussed. It was a reminder to remain pure. It was a reminder that this ring is to remain on your finger until it is replaced by a suitable suitor.
Well, I think that is wonderful. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbaro, and my guest this evening is Tony Sanders, a fatherhood coach for Legacy, the Fatherhood Initiative, and he's also the CEO of Abundant Life Consulting, and he's written a wonderful book on daddies, empowering Daddy Talks, empowering fathers, encouraging children, and equipping families to recognize the importance of being a good father in our families. So you actually took your daughters out on a date.
I did. I gave them the option of choosing where they wanted to go, and I took them to the restaurant. We got dressed up. I took them in my car, you know, cleaned the car up really good, and I cleaned up pretty well also. And we went to the restaurant, and I just laid it all out for them. And I also gave them the option. You know, what I did is based upon their personality or based upon their interests, there was an additional outing that we took that evening. So, for example, my middle daughter, Desiree, she's very gifted and talented in dance. All of them are, actually. But she has really embraced that. And so I knew that she would appreciate a musical of some sort. So we went to see The Color Purple and the actual Broadway show. And so that was our special time. One of my other daughters, you know, we went out on a horse and buggy ride and just things like that. So I also made it a little bit unique and or tailored it toward their personality and or their interests.
Well, I think that's very interesting. And how did the girls respond?
Oh, they absolutely loved it. Not only did they weep, their mother wept, and others who hear the story weep when we talk about it. And years later, I asked my daughters, you know, to recap it for me and what went through their mind and how they felt. And they all said the same thing independently, which melted my heart. And that was that they missed, you know, that night. They wish it never had ended. They felt like a princess. And that was so meaningful to me because I've always tried to instill and to convey the concept that they are princesses. They are my princess. And so to hear them say that and to hear them, you know, express their feelings as such, it just warmed my heart and let me know that I was doing the right thing.
Well, that is very inspiring. And you were certainly a devoted father and were very much appreciated. And what about men? How have men responded to your work? Have they appreciated it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of men have not only, you know, been grateful for, you know, this work, but they have, you know, sought out, you know, fatherhood coaching and advice. And many of them have replicated or attempted to replicate much of what I've done in the book and or some of the things that I've done with my children. So, for example, there's a countless number of fathers that have also taken their daughters out on their first date and have mimicked, you know, this encounter. I've had some single moms that have asked me to do the same thing with their daughters. And I don't do that with all just because I just don't know that it's necessarily appropriate because, you know, I'm not their father. But I've had some close friends who have asked me to take their daughters on their first date. These are like godchildren.
Well, I want to thank you.
I've done that for them.
I want to thank you, Tony Sanders. And we're going to talk more about your book, Daddy Talks, Empowering Fathers and Encouraging Children and Equipping Families, when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
WDIY offers many choices and real voices.
This is Martin Richter. Join me and our other hosts each weekday from 9 to noon for WDIY Classics, medieval to baroque, romantic to modern, along with concert information and artist interviews.
WDIY is the Lehigh Valley's local source for NPR news, public affairs, and diverse music at 88.1 FM and streaming on WDIY.org.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking with a very interesting guest. His name is Tony Sanders, and he is a fatherhood coach for Legacy, the Fatherhood Initiative, and the CEO of Abundant Life Counseling. He's also the author of Daddy Talks, Empowering Fathers, Encouraging Children, and Equipping Families, and exploring the role of the father in family life. And I must tell you, Tony, this to me is absolutely exciting because, as I mentioned earlier, when I had my children, I looked for lots of books on parenting, and I happened to have a husband who was a wonderful co-parent. But there was nothing about fathers and their role. Nothing. It was all about mothers. Dr. Spock talked to mothers. He didn't talk to fathers. So this is a very important contribution that you're making to the parenting scene. And I want to thank you for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell us about some of the other aspects that you feel about being a good father. You talked about being your daughter's first date. How else do you see fathers playing a unique role?
Fathers being supportive. Now, this, of course, is universal and applies to both parents. You know, both parents, mother and father, ought to be supportive, be actively involved and engaged in the lives of their children and show up at their events and those type of things. But I just think it's extra special when the father takes time to actually be present. I just noticed that with my children, while yet they love and appreciate whenever their mother shows up to their events, it just seems to be a special gleam in their eye when they see daddy show up. So, you know, being present, being actively involved, being engaged. My middle child, Desiree, the dancer that I referenced earlier, she ventured off on her own. She just turned 23. Yesterday, 2 days ago, actually, a couple days ago. And she ventured off on her own and moved to another city, another state, to pursue her dance career. And I wasn't necessarily too excited about her doing so. I had different ideas of what that ought to look like. But nonetheless, she did it. She was grown. She made her own decision. Though I did not support her decision, I supported her. And so what I did is I surprised her at her first out-of-state gig and teaching class. I showed up unannounced and surprised her, and it just meant the world to her.
Well, that was wonderful. So you traveled out-of-state to support her?
I traveled out-of-state specifically to show up at her event, yes.
Well, she must have been thrilled.
She was. And once she got done crying, and once I was done crying, we went on and she had a wonderful class.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So one daughter is a dancer. What does another daughter do?
Well, the other two are in school and working. And so they're just pursuing their lives and trying to find themselves.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you and your wife are a cooperative team.
Indeed. We're a great tag team. She has done an excellent job. You know, raising our children and being a strong support system for them, and I'm just grateful to have her. We have been married going on 3 decades. Yeah.
And so you mentioned that one thing that you feel that a good father to be present is to be supportive, and the second is to be present. What's a third quality that you feel is important in being representing and being a good father?
To give affirmation. And to not only give affirmation, but to be there in the now. You know, our children are like sponges, and they absorb so much from us, even when we don't even realize it. Even when we're not intentionally teaching, they're learning. They learn how to love by watching us learn. By watching us love. How we as fathers love their mothers. They learn how to love. They learn how to lead by watching us lead, and they learn how to live by watching us live. So we have to be mindful. We have to be cognizant of the choices that we make, the decisions that we make, and just how we move and interact, not only in the home, but in the community as well.
So you really feel, and you are making it very important for fathers to recognize that they have a very special role in the lives of their children.
Yes, and that's so important. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And also their families and with their wives.
Absolutely. They have to see it somewhere. It has to be modeled. It has to be mimicked. The sad reality is that so many people are just trying to figure it out on their own because there's not intentionality when it comes to the paternal parenting experience and or the paternal parenting exchange. And so fathers really need to be intentional and we need to be thoughtful when it comes to that.
Many fathers feel that they are earning a living, and that's good enough. They're working hard to provide a living, and they don't necessarily see all of the factors that you put in your book.
Right. Our society has pretty much molded fathers into, and limited fathers for the most part, into being providers and protectors. And while yet we are that, we're much more, you know, and so unfortunately, some fathers have just been stuck in that role. As long as I provide for my family, as long as they're taken care of, and as long as they feel safe, then I've done my job. But it goes beyond that. The fathering experience in exchange requires fathers to speak, because when fathers talk, it changes the trajectory of the family. When fathers speak, it has a powerful impact and effect upon the lives of their children. So they need to hear the father's voice verbally, literally, but they also need to hear the father's voice in terms of the male perspective.
And also to hear the father's voice in an affirmative way, through affirmation.
Absolutely.
And recognition, because very often, not all, but many fathers feel their role is to provide discipline. And to be the mm-hmm. disciplinarian. But you're saying that the role is much greater and much more involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are more than just a disciplinarian. We are more than just the heavy hand and the reinforcement when, you know, mom tells them to do something. We need to be more than that. Our children need to know that they can relate to us. They can come to us. They can talk to us. You know, I'd really try to make it a strong point and emphasis when it comes to my daughters in particular. You know, when it comes to that affirmation that we just talked about, I have to be a good steward of my words and a good steward of how I say and, you know, what I say. You know, when my daughters, when they come in to ask how they look, for example, if they're going out to an event or what have you, they're looking for that approval. They're looking for that affirmation. So I have to be very careful in what I say and how I say it.
How have you felt other men responding to your initiative, in the fatherhood initiative that you have put out? How have other men responded?
Other men have responded very positively. Again, they have not only sought out advice, but many of them have modeled much of what I have explained and expressed in the book, as well as in my fatherhood classes and coaching seminars.
So you also provide classes for dads, you know, that and seminars, you know, that is really very outstanding, because I remember as a new mother, I took many courses on mothering and all kinds of classes, but there were never anything available for fathers. So this is really a true initiative on your part, Tony Sanders.
Well, thank you, and I'm very excited about the work ahead.
And how about the response to the classes? Do you have a good participation? Are men joining? Are they recognizing the importance of these classes and lectures?
Absolutely. Even to the extent that men are asking, once they have completed the class, they're asking, are there more classes? I've even asked for men who are looking for an alumni association, you know, that they can be a part of, where it's just a fatherhood community. So I'm working on creating a platform where they not just complete the classes, but where they are in relationship one with another. This idea actually came from one of the last classes that I taught. And it was in that class that I served as facilitator, but I almost felt that there was a need to do a shift. And in that class, that shift was creating what I call the fatherhood village. That fatherhood village is where these fathers built relationship one with another, and they became a support system. So instead of calling it a support group, we just called it a fatherhood village, and they were able to glean from one another and encourage one another throughout their paternal parenting experience.
Well, this is outstanding, because women do this all the time. Women come together in support groups to help each other, nurture each other. But this is the first time that I have heard of a fatherhood group. The father, and I like the I like the name. Is it called the Fatherhood Village or the Father Village?
It's called the Fatherhood Village. Some refer to it as the Fatherhood Circle as well, but the Fatherhood Village is the official name.
Well, I think that's outstanding because it shows that men are interested just as much as women in learning how to be effective in their homes and in their families. So you have done a tremendous service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And it's evidently ongoing. And where can people find out information about how to contact you?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.daddytalks.org. So daddytalks.org. Of course, the book is available on Amazon, but to contact me directly to request a class or session to be held in your city, the daddytalks.org website.
And again, the name of the book that Tony Sanders has written is called Daddy Talks, Empowering Fathers, Encouraging Children, and Equipping Families. This is a very much needed contribution that you have made to parenting. It is about time that we had the role of fathers be examined and explored and have a place for fathers to connect. I want to thank you, Tony Sanders, author of Daddy Talks, Empowering Fathers, Encouraging Children, and Equipping Families, for helping us to recognize the important role of being a good father in our families. Thank you for helping us to understand that dads need to be supportive and they need to take time to be present in the family. Working is wonderful, providing an income is wonderful, but they need to take time to have an emotional presence in the family. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.